We just heard they're the band of the Prince of Wales Division, and I'm with the Director of Music,
Captain Tony Williams.
That was some occasion there. We just heard you there playing out the national anthem to Her Majesty the Queen. What did that feel like?
It's always a special occasion to play for Her Majesty. On occasions like this, especially in a Diamond Jubilee year, we get to come to one of our local cities. We're based down in Tidworth, so it's nice to come up here, support the local community for Her Majesty's special day.
How do you prepare for something like this?
I think the guys are pretty well drilled in sort of state ceremonial and playing for the Royals. Last week, for instance, we were away in Germany for an Op-Herrick 15 medal parade, and the Duke of Edinburgh was there presenting medals, and we sort of come across them quite regularly. So to the actual military musician, it's not too much of a step up, if you like, to sort of the general public. They see them infrequently, whereas we see them quite a lot. It's always a special occasion. You know, it's nice to see them. They are part of the fabric of our nation, and we like to think that military music is part of the fabric of the nation as well. And if we can support them in their endeavours, supporting the community and the country, then likewise so should we.
You certainly turned a few heads the moment you walked out onto the green in your smart red uniforms. Do you get any sense of that when you're playing these sort of occasions?
I think so. I think the general public are generally really enthusiastic about military music. I know in the local population we have concerts in the local theatres and within the garrison in Tidworth, and we're always well supported by the local community. And on occasions like this, with the sun shining, which it wasn't this morning, it's been really nice. You know, thousands of people come out to see Her Majesty, and we're just a very small part in that. And if we've, you know, made it a little bit more special for them, all the better.
What's next on the calendar for the band?
We're actually getting on the coach tomorrow, and we're away to Belfast doing a homecoming parade for 2 Mercian Regiment, one of our Cap Badge affiliated regiments. They've come back from Afghanistan, and they're marching through Holywood in East Belfast. So we're getting to actually march out of the barracks, Palace Barracks in Northern Ireland, march through the streets and march back in with them. So that should be a real event for them as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much indeed, the Director of Music for the band of the Prince of Wales Division based at Lucknow Barracks in Tidworth. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.
So I'm now with ladies from Salisbury Plains Military Wives Choir, and I'm with Carol. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
Hello. And we talk to you quite often, haven't we?
We
do. Since you've begun. And what's your name?
Gemma.
Now, you two ladies just sung with the whole choir in front of Her Majesty the Queen alongside the band of the Prince of Wales Division there. What was that like?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing, and an event we'll never do this again, so we've really enjoyed it.
And considering you're quite newly formed and you only had your first public appearance just over a month ago,
yeah,
wasn't it? Amazing. You must be really proud of yourselves.
I'm very proud, and to sing for the Queen is just an honour. And all the people turning out today, we're just thankful to do something like this. We really are.
And any nerves?
Oh, I think all our hearts were racing when she came out, and it was just amazing. I just can't really put it into words how it feels to, you know, to have done something like this. And we're so honoured. And it's all off the back of doing the Olympic torch event, so we thank Wilts Council quite a lot.
And didn't she look amazing in pink?
I loved the hot pink. We all did have sort of a wager on what it would be, but hot pink is a favourite, and she looked stunning, absolutely stunning.
Absolutely stunning. Yeah. Now, what's next for the Salisbury Plain Military Wives Choir?
I'm just trying to think what's next. We've got an event on the 18th of May, mm-hmm, if our choir answers their emails, and that's over in Salisbury Museum.
Right.
So that'll be amazing. And we've got some more, obviously we're doing Armed Forces Day in Salisbury, mm-hmm, and we've got the Olympic torch in July.
Sure.
So, and we've got some charity events in between that as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, carry on the good work.
Thank you.
You're absolutely fabulous. First time I've seen you perform live in public, so you're absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.